Using more of our brain. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Using more of our brain. What is it that has allowed humanity to sort of excel and expand and be all that it presently is? Not all that it's capable of being, but all that it presently is. We have used our brain in wonderful, marvelous ways. We've used our brain to open up the reservoirs of knowledge that are within us and around us and through us. And we feel so smart. We feel so brilliant when we do this. We feel so Einsteinian. We feel so unusual. And yet, many of the opening of the brains, many of the using more of the brain, was done throughout all of time in little segments, at little times, little bits. The great scientists coming up with mathematical formulas, scientific formulas. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, coming up with all sorts of attitudes and thoughts about the body and how the body could be a more happy, harmonious, and healthy thing. And many of his precepts, many of his attitudes, which were undaunted by his society, are used even yet today. Because we haven't come up with anything better. We have within us all knowledge. We have within us all wisdom. We have within us the total ability to do everything. We are amazing. Truly, we are amazing. And we haven't given ourselves full credit for how amazing we are. We are amazing creatures. Whoever, however, wherever we were created, whether we created ourselves or whether a divine being created us, and certainly a divine being did create us. We are amazing creatures. And we have the control central in our brain where all things are looked at attitude-wise, determined-wise as to whether it's beneficial, whether it's something we want to utilize, whether it's something we want to make beneficial to us or not. Now, the reoccurring attitude about using more of our brain comes into our attention with the thought that we are indeed working with thoughts. Now, have scientists ever delineated, ever studied, ever figured out what thoughts are? What is a thought? How does a thought come to be? How is a thought brought out into manifestation, into revelation of what it already is? How does a thought become anything? Well, the simplest answer we could give and the only answer we can give is that thoughts are things, and we think about thoughts. That's using the definition of the word and the word itself. Now, that doesn't seem to be fair. But thoughts are things. And we think about these things. Now, if I say to you, all right, I would like to have you clean the house. Immediately, you have thoughts going through your head. In many ways, one might be, why should I clean the house? It's not my house. Why should I clean it? Now, that's a thought. Another thought might be, oh, all right, I'll clean the house, and I'm happy to receive a wage for cleaning the house. That's wonderful. Another thought might be, why, Mom, I'm happy to clean your house. I'm just so happy to clean your house. You never ask me to do anything, and I'm so pleased to do it. You know, here I am, father of five children, myself and everything, and you ask me to clean your house. Mom, I think that's wonderful. And that's another attitude. That's a thought wrapped up in many, many, many thoughts. The thoughts of childhood, the thoughts of parenthood, the thoughts of your mother, the thoughts of a house, the thoughts of mother's house, the thoughts of how many rooms are in the house, the thoughts of how long is it going to take me to do it, to do a good job, the thoughts of if I just do a lick and a promise, is that going to be enough? The thoughts of they never go upstairs, they never even use those rooms of the house, why should I bother cleaning them? The thoughts of can I do anything less than perfect for my mother? My. Using more of our brain. We're using a lot of our brain. And these are just very simple references to how we are using our brain. But are they really references of how we can use our brain? Here you are, a person. You have your own family. You have your own life. And you go visit your mother, and your mother says, hey, my house never had good cleaning. What do you say we give it a spring cleaning? And you say, Mom, I think that's a great idea. Mom, get on your hat and coat. We're going to go out for a drive. But I thought we would clean the house. No, Mom, we're going to go for a drive. And then you get on the telephone and you call a house cleaning service. And you have them come over and do it en masse with a number of people doing the job. And while you and Mom are out driving, having a lovely drive and talking about being mother and son and son and mother and being aware of one another and loving each other. And then when you come home, Mother says, oh, dear, we still haven't done the house. I wanted to have the spring cleaning done today because tomorrow is Thanksgiving and all the relatives are going to come over here and we're going to have a wonderful day. Mom, the house is all cleaned. And Mom, I had the catering service come over and look at everything and set up everything for the Thanksgiving party tomorrow. And Mom, the catering service is going to bring the turkey, the stuffing, and everything. Oh, I'm not necessary anymore, Mom says. And you say, Mom, you're more necessary than anything in the world, and I love you so much, I want to do this little token for you of cleaning up your house when you ask me, of having a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner prepared by the catering service, even though, Mom, your Thanksgivings are fantastic. But, Mom, you're 97 years old. I think it's about time for you to let somebody else lend you a hand. Oh, that's fine, but I'm going to serve it. As you wish, Mom. But just remember, we're going to have all your sons and daughters, all your family over here, and even Pa in his wheelchair, and we're all going to be here for Thanksgiving at Mother's house. Now, can you imagine all of the thoughts that were going through the brain of the son, the brain of the mother, the brains of the family expecting to have their usual Thanksgiving dinner at Mom's house or Grandma's house, however it may be? And for someone who has arrived at 97 years of age and still eager, vital, dynamic, having an active brain and active activity in themselves, and their body may be good, it may not, but the thing is, if they have such an active brain, you can be sure that their body is going to be stable and active too. Because an active brain, as science tries to tell us again and again, is the same as an active body. Now, they've done research on scientists and on athletes. And they checked athletes with all sorts of thermistors, reading the temperature of their body and the activity of their body when the athletes were out on the sports field. And they were busy doing their game, and they were vital and dynamic, and just going, going, going. And then they checked the scientist in the middle of his scientific theories and forums and various things that he's working on intensely, not so violently like the athlete, but intensely. And they found that, truly, the scientist used more energy. He used more calories. He used more energy in his body from his brain being active and being very vital and dynamic and alive than the athlete did. It seems impossible. It seems improbable. It seems unlikely. But yet they found that to be true. Now we know that to be true too. Because as we use more of our brain, we will find that our bodies will be more wonderful and more dynamic and more fluent and more powerful than we could ever imagine. Just imagine the thoughts that went through the son's head as he was talking to his mom. And his mom was concerned about getting the house cleaned up for the next day of Thanksgiving. And mom was concerned about getting all the food prepared that she always prepared. And the son realized that he was going to give his mother a break. And he was going to do the simplest thing with a snap of his finger and the click of his credit card to bring the cleaning crew over and completely clean the house more wonderfully, every nook and corner of that house. Everything polished beautifully. Everything done wonderfully. The carpet is cleaned. Yes, brand new and fresh. And everything is done. And the caterers are making the food in their catering shop and preparing it to come for Thanksgiving dinner at just the right time. It'll be all set up when the family arrive and all ready for the noon meal. Thanksgiving noon meal, what wonderful things. They had to be thankful. It's the activity of the brain, using more of our brain. And truly, we can use more of our brain if we will allow ourselves to do it. If we will, rather than always being to the old, staid, tried ways of doing things, just let go. We have the ability to hire a cleaning service to come in and clean up the house. How often have we thought of actually doing that? How often have you gone over to your mother's house and said to her, Mom, come on, I'm going to take you out to a restaurant. I'm going to take you out for an afternoon drive. And you had pre-scheduled a cleaning crew to come in and clean up your mother's house spick and span. How often? You see, that's using your brain. That's using the wisdom you have. You don't have to get in there and scrub and dub yourself. you call forth the talent that's available for hire. And you also call forth the talent that's available for hire to make that Christmas dinner, that birthday dinner. Oh, yes, the holiday dinners that all can be done. And sometimes, just for no reason at all, no birthday, no holiday, you just have the catering service come and bring the most wonderful, delectable meal you could ever imagine. We use more of our brain when we let go of old habits and old ways of doing things and old thoughts. Everybody goes to grandmother's house for Christmas or for Thanksgiving. And grandmother has made the meal, and grandmother did this, and grandmother did that. Well, that's all well and good. And it's a time that grandmother truly enjoys. But you can be sure, the hubbub and the rush and the confusion and all of the activity that it takes to prepare such a wonderful feast takes a lot out of grandma, puts a lot in grandma, too. But do you think the same joy could be had by having a catering service come in with a meal? Would Grandma get the same delight? Oh, you did that for me? Oh, how wonderful, how wonderful. And yet, she wants to serve because it's her home and she's serving the meal. Everyone could have brought a bowl. Everyone could have brought a different portion. And Grandma served. And who cuts the turkey? Grandpa cuts the turkey. Dad cuts the turkey. And if Grandpa's not there, somebody else does. But the turkey cutting, traditionally, now, when a catering service does it, they can have it all cut for you, and then with toothpicks, it's all held together, and when it's time, you just take the toothpicks out, and the turkey falls apart, and everyone reaches in for a lovely turkey dinner. Using more of our brain, we've only begun. We've only begun to recognize the magic that is within each one of us. And if we leave tradition, if we leave habit, if we leave experience behind, and we go within ourselves and we say, let's see how I'm going to handle this. And the inspiration of the moment, the inspiration of the moment turns us on to the illumination of eternity. The inspiration of the moment reveals to us, in the now, all of the magic and all of the mightiness that comes from using more of our brain. Today I use more of my brain and I am thrilled. Today I use more of my brain and I am invigorated. I am alive. I am dynamic. I am fantastic. And I use more of my brain and I'm like the scientist. I have done a complete game of football. I have run across the soccer field 100 times. But yet I am not out of energy. I have just begun to use more of my brain. And how wonderful it is. How glorious it is. And it is me. We'll talk more about this. It's an exciting adventure. Really an exciting adventure. And it's an exciting adventure because it's happening to you and it's happening to me that we're using more of our brain. Know that I love it, I love it, I love it. And I love you, I love you, I love you.